Let's get more now on that report that's come out today from the Institute of Fiscal Studies, and it warns that an independent Scotland would need to cut spending or increase taxes for its long-term finances to be sustainable. We talk now to Alistair Darling, who is leading the Better Together campaign, the former Chancellor, of course. Alistair Darling, thanks very much for being with us.
Hello.
What do you make of this report? Because John Swinney, the Scotland's finance minister, is saying that actually the whole point is that if there were an independent Scotland, there'd be an independent Scottish government making the right decisions on the economy.
Well, he would say that. Look, this is an independent report. The IFS is a very respected institution, and it's making the simple point that because Scotland's population is ageing more quickly than it is in the UK as a whole, and because it is doing so at the same time as North Sea oil revenues will decline, therefore there is a gap. And what they're saying is you'd have to put up taxes and or cut spending in order to ensure that you kept debt at an acceptable or sustainable level. Now, the whole point is we don't have to do this. Why are we being asked to take on the risks that come with independence when we have the opportunities and the security which comes from being part of something bigger, the United Kingdom? Now, you know, it's all very well for John Swinney to simply say, of course it wouldn't happen, but time and time again, they've been caught out saying one thing in public when we know something in quite different in private. They've been warned there will not be money to throw around. And what you've got from the IFS here is a stark warning. And yet tomorrow morning, you will see Alex Salmond and you will see John Swinney appearing at a press conference in Dundee when they're going to be promising all sorts of tax breaks. Now, look at the IFS report today. The numbers don't stack up.
Well, what John Swinney, I mean, let's quote John Swinney again, because, you know, he, as you say, is launching their economic strategy tomorrow. But he's saying this IFS report actually underlines the Yes campaign, because it says that an independent Scotland with full control of its own economy would be the right way to go. That's what his argument is.
Well, it says nothing of the sort. It's not asked to express a view on the merits of independence.
But he is saying that an independent Scottish government making the right decisions on the economy, then actually the Scottish people would be better off, not worse off.
Yes, but you just look at what, you know, just examine what he said and just think about it. What the IFS is saying is that because of our ageing population, which is ageing at the same time as North Sea oil revenues start to decline, there will be a gap between what we get in and what we spend. And the only way you can close that gap is by putting up taxes or cutting your spending, or in fact doing both. Now, the nationalists need to come up with an answer as to how they would deal with that. They simply can't get through this debate by simply, when confronted with an inconvenient fact, and this is a fact coming from independent experts, not from, you know, one of their political opponents.
Okay, let me
every
throw
time
a
they
fact
do that, they simply
you,
tell you it won't happen. Now, you can't. What credibility can you have in someone who simply says, "Oh, I don't want to know about it. I don't believe it's going to happen."
But the Yes camps point out that between 1977 and 2007, smaller independent European countries, like the size that Scotland would be were it independent, have actually had faster economic growth than Scotland's had under the UK. What do you say to that?
You know, they're very good at plucking, you know, statistics from
Well, it's an interesting statistic, isn't it?
Well, let me just explain what a basic fact. This is the Scottish government's own figures. In every year in the last 20, we have spent more than we got in, bar for 1 year. So that's the background of what's been happening over the last 20 years. If you look in the UK, Scotland has grown faster than it's second only to London and the South East. So the idea we've been held back is simply nonsense. Now, of course, if you look at some of the other countries that they cite, like, you know, Norway and Denmark, you know, they say, well, look at them, but they have higher taxes. The cost of living is higher there. If they are going to sell the proposition that Scotland's going to have higher taxes and less public spending, then tell us how much the extra taxes will amount to, who's going to be paying them, or how much are they going to cut public spending. You simply can't assert that if only Scotland was independent, none of these nasty facts of life would get in your way. All the evidence is, and John Swinney has actually warned his own colleagues in private, they will not have money to throw around, they will have to be making cutbacks, and yet he's saying something quite different in public.
Okay.
How do we know
that?
Because we've actually got a copy of the note that he sent to his cabinet colleagues that says just that.
What the Yes campaign saying essentially is, you know, a break with Westminster would be a break with a system that has really just delivered too many jobs to London and the southeast and not enough to Scotland.
Yes, but, you know, of course they say that, but if you look at the evidence, and Scotland at the moment is part of the United Kingdom, it gets all sorts of benefits from the fact that the goods and services we produce here, we sell into the United Kingdom. 80% of what the financial services sector here in Scotland sells is sold south of the border. That would immediately be a disadvantage if you had a border and a separate regulatory system and all the rest of it. My point is that, you know, right across the world, there's not a country that doesn't have challenges that it's having to deal with. Every country is in that position. Scotland, according to the IFS report today, and they're independent of either of the protagonists here, are saying that the problem we would face is that there is a gap between what we'd have to spend and what we're getting back in. It is against that background the nationalists have to explain what they would do. They have to explain that tomorrow when they're going to promise all sorts of tax breaks to companies. Does that mean individuals are going to have to pay more? And crucially, they're going to have to explain it next week when they publish this white paper that is supposed to answer all the questions that we've got. And I'm pretty sure it won't do that because they're immersed in the field of fiction rather than in fact.
Alistair Darling, we've run out of time. Good to talk to you anyway. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. Just to say, we are hoping to talk to John Swinney, Scotland's finance minister, a little bit later on here on BBC News.